Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. All right, guys, when you're listening to this, it's my birthday month. So I am doing things a little bit different here with the podcast. And today I'm going to veer just ever so slightly off of time management. But don't worry, we are going to be talking about work-life harmony. And I am going to answer the question that was asked of me recently, like, what's up with my obsession with the color pink? So it isn't just going to be about that. I've got some stories I want to share with you. And we are going to tie this back to what ultimately does work-life harmony mean?
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hello, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. So this month, the month that this episode is airing, is the month of July. And July happens to be my birthday month. It's also my daughter's birthday month. And so a lot of the episodes this month are going to be letting you guys get to know me a little bit better and sharing some of my most favorite things. And I recently was giving a talk at a conference and someone raised their hand. We were in the Q&A portion of the talk and someone raised their hand and asked me, what's up with pink? Like, why do I love pink so much? And it led to a pretty cool conversation. And so I wanted to take time here today in the podcast to actually tell you guys what is the deal with my obsession with the color pink and hopefully give you something interesting to think about. Now, it's ironic if you're watching the video, I'm actually not wearing pink today. It's a rare day when I'm not in pink, but clearly you can see I've always got plenty of pink around me, right? So I want to start with first, like what the color pink means to me. And then I want to tell you a story. It's not something I'm not proud of, but kind of illustrate for you something really, really important. So for me, when I think about the color pink, pink to me symbolizes the feminine. And when I talk about the feminine, I don't mean being a woman. I mean really leaning into feminine qualities that anybody can have, regardless of whether you are a man or a woman. And so when I think about the feminine qualities, for me, that is gentleness, tenderness, caring, protecting, nurturing. And it is a part of my life that is important to me. And particularly when I see that softer shade of pink, I lean into that. And as a mom, as a sister, as a wife, just as me, Megan, those are qualities that are part of who I am and they're important to me. And so for that softer side of pink, that's what I think about. When I look at the hot pink, which you guys see plenty of with my brand, that is just energy and passion and excitement and a little bit of edginess. And so I feel that who I am is one that runs that range of all the way from that softer feminine to more of that passionate, out there, edgy side as well. I actually went and looked up the meanings of the color red several years ago, because you can't have pink without red, right? It's just red and white mixed together. And it was interesting because depending upon the culture or the context, red can mean a number of different things. It can actually range from anger to love, and there's a lot in between. But when you look at what red symbolizes, underneath all of it, there is one common theme for all of the words, and it is passion. And that I can really relate to because I am passionate about a lot of things, and most of us are, right? Now visualize this, and this again is one of the reasons why I love pink so much. Let's say I had this huge bowl of absolutely clean water, and I take one drop of red food coloring and put it into this huge bucket of water. What happens? The entire bowl transforms and becomes pink. And if I add more red, more passion into it, the pink gets more intense. The less, the pink gets lighter. And I love thinking about that in terms of how we just go about through life, right? You never know when you step into a room full of people, or if you are, you know, recording a podcast as I am here today, how much transformation you might actually bring out into the world, the impact, the effect that you have on others. And part of my mission here at Pink Bee is to bring work-life harmony to as many women as I can. So I like to think of that, taking that drop and bringing it out there and just spreading. And for me, whenever I think of that spreading of that work-life harmony, I just picture pink just going absolutely everywhere. Now, years ago, I am getting older, right out of college, I had a roommate and I was heading out for a job interview. I kind of worked an internship over the summer and was heading out for a job interview. And, you know, this was many years ago. So it was very, you know, you still interviewed in a suit always. And so I was just in a very boring navy blue suit, but I had on a soft pink blouse under it. So picture the navy blue suit, the blue jacket. This was still back when we had to wear pantyhose. I had on the pantyhose, the boring blue heels, and a pink just button up Oxford with my suit. And I was getting ready to head out the door and my roommate stopped me. And she's like, "Are they at your interview today?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Are you actually going to wear that?" And I'm looking down thinking I've got a coffee stain or something somewhere or running my pantyhose. And I said, "Yeah." I realized nothing was wrong. And I said, "What? Why?" And she said, "You can't wear pink to an interview." And I hadn't even thought about it. I was just being me. And I paused and I said, "Why not?" She's like, "They will never hire you with a pink blouse with where I was going to interview." She's like, "You've got to go put on a white blouse." Now, the Megan of today would have been, "Who cares?" If they won't hire me in a pink blouse, then that wasn't the place for me. But a 22-year-old Megan who's new into the job force didn't have that foresight. So what did I do? Sadly, I went back into my room in our apartment and I took off my pink blouse and I put on a white one. And I went into the interview, and even just walking into the building, I already knew, like, probably didn't want to work here, but you need a job, right? So I went through the interview. I was navy blue suit, white blouse, Megan interview, which was meaning I wasn't being my true authentic self. I did end up getting the job. I did work there. And after just 3 months of being there, I already started looking for another job. It did not last long. It wasn't the right fit for me. And truth be told, well, you know, I'm not sure what would have happened. If I had gone into that interview in my pink blouse, one of two things would have happened. One is perhaps I still would have gotten hired, but I would have been more myself. I wouldn't have been so caught up in this, "Oh, I've got to be the person that wears the outfit that I think that they want me to wear." And if I'd gotten hired, I would have gotten hired authentically me, and the whole situation probably would have felt different. Or if my roommate was right and I didn't get hired because I had the pink blouse on, then it would have been a win-win. I would have been protected from stepping into a situation that wasn't the right fit for me. And maybe that would have self-selected me out. But here's what I learned from that lesson. I let this belief that if I show up in a pink blouse, I am not professional. That's just it. She's like, you don't look professional. And what I've now come to embrace is understanding both can be true, right? I can be 100% professional and I can also do it rocking whatever shade of pink I feel like in any given moment. So I want you all to take some time over this week and think about, you know, what stories you might be telling yourself or what stories you've let somebody else maybe tell you that you don't love that is leaving you in this place of it has to be one or the other, right? So for me, it was, I can either look professional and have success in the workplace, or I can wear pink. And I want you to think about where can you recognize that both or all three or all four of these beliefs can actually be in harmony and work together. Now, I do want to kind of wrap up this episode really revisiting this idea of work-life harmony. That's what the name of this episode is. And when I think of the word harmony, I think of pink. Because again, I feel that blanket of softness, of that gentleness, of that beautiful pink. And maybe sometimes it's a hot pink, maybe sometimes it's a light pink. And when I talk about work-life harmony, both can be true. You can have work in whatever that looks like for you, whether it's working in a corporate office, running your own business, running your household, and it can be completely harmonious. And what that means is the three P's of work-life harmony is to be proactive, to be present, and to be purposeful. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to have this thriving work life or have harmony in your life. So thank you for letting me veer a little bit off of our traditional time management, but here it is, my birthday month. And I just wanted to take this time today to really share with you my love of pink. Now, what I would love for you all to do whenever you're done listening to this episode is come over and find me on Instagram at Megan Sumrall, share this episode, but then more importantly, let me know what your favorite color is and why, because I would love for us to flood all of our Instagrams with amazing kind of insights into different colors that we love and why we love them. I hope you have a fabulous week. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.